and welcome to the Functionally Dysfunctional Show. This is Jeffrey Davis, your host as always, and with me, back on mic, back in studio, what up, Mills?
What up?
Motherfucker, good to have you back.
Yes, sir.
Whiskey clink, clinkity clink. We clinked. I don't think it came through my mouth. We're like right at arm's reach. We try to set far enough apart where we don't like each of our mics don't catch the shit. But, you know, hey, it was a clink.
Yeah, it was.
Man, how you been?
Good, man.
good. Welcome back. Missed you on mic.
Yeah, man. I've missed it doing it.
Yeah.
Shit got in the way.
It's been a weird world. You know, we've been talking about it some on podcasts. We've had some episodes we've like legitimately gone, this is a no COVID, no whatever episode for the most part. And we've mostly stayed away from it, but whatever. But man, we got to go there. You and I haven't talked about it. I mean, what do you think about the last few months?
You know, it's
what's COVID?
Right. COVID what? My bubble, my life hasn't really fucking been that much affected by it. I got to admit.
Yeah.
My actual personal life, not what I think about how the world's changing or whatever. But I mean, my Alex works from home. Her job's safe. It hadn't changed my world that much. Fact, if anything, it got me a job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The postal service.
Cause that's right.
They were hurting for people. That was short lived.
Yeah, man, I was afraid. Fuck. I was afraid of that. Told you that we were playing video games, you know, online playing Call of Duty the other night. I was like, man, when you took that job, I was like, oh.
That was the most unhealthy feeling job I've ever had as far as body movement
and
having a bad back to begin with.
Well, and that's what I was afraid of. You know, we've worked through that in some personal training and stuff, and you've dealt with it for even before that, as long as I've known you. And it's like, man, I'm going, oh,
yeah.
I wonder how the back's going to hold up to that.
Not well. And the fucking postmaster was like, you know, if we still did medical evaluations, you wouldn't have qualified for this job.
No shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck.
Well.
I'm not trying to lie to you. She's like, no, you're
right.
She's nice, whatever.
Live and learn.
That was a weird fucking experience. Hey, tip your fucking mailman at Christmas. That is a hard fucking job.
PSA, everyone.
Tip your fucking mail
guy. Catch that again.
Or woman.
Tip your male person.
Tip your male person.
Your non-binary,
they bust their fucking
gender
ass.
Neutral, whatever.
Male, humanoid.
Male humanoid. But then we're being... They were being
PC.
Right.
Tip the motherfucker. They deserve it. They work hard. If your mail's late, I guarantee you it's not your carrier's fault.
Oh, yeah.
They may misdeliver here and there, but it's pretty rare. And if they do, it's not the regular carrier. It's a sub who comes in and is running a route because the guy's sick or on vacation.
That's so good to know.
If it's late, it's the plant. It's not your carrier.
Okay. Good to know.
Tip your carrier. It is a hard fucking job. I know firsthand.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
They do a good job. They're passionate for the most part, at least in my office.
I probably should tip. I give like treats to my.
They love that too. Whatever.
My mail person and my
trash guys.
Trash guys.
Yeah. Man, that. I had somebody leave me some banana bread.
Oh, yeah.
She walked out and handed it to me. She just made it. And I was like, you know, it was like 89 degrees plus 10 in that fucking truck. And I'm not going to eat it. She's like, just come out of the oven. I'm like, you know, trying to not to puke.
I'm in an oven,
bitch. But when I got home, we ate it. I was like, you know, that was really fucking nice of her. And
that's cool.
I remember her house number and I remember her name now.
Oh, no
and,
shit.
Yeah. And if she has some important mail, she's going to fucking get it. You know what I mean?
It's like you got to make sure you tip your sky cap right when you do the what do you call it? You know, curbside bag check, you know, at the airport. You better fucking drop them a 20.
Because they could send that to fucking Australia if they wanted to.
They really could, right? I mean, that's money well spent
to
make sure your bags get where they're supposed to go.
You're blowing too much money already on the trip. Another fucking $20 to tip your guys.
Make sure you get your shit.
Do it.
Yeah, I used to travel for a living like I've talked about on here before. And, you know, back in the day in a whole different life, it seems. And, you know, that was one thing the guy that I traveled with taught me. He was like, you fucking tip your skycap and you tip the person that you check into the hotel with. $20, period.
You call, they'll pick up.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, and there were times where it was like, you know, it was a weird connection. We were going from one city through another city to another city that were this weird kind of pattern of flights that changed airlines. And you tip that guy, you're like, I need you know, thank you for making sure that my bag will be at this weird location. And he's like, they give you the wink.
No, gotcha.
It will be.
You know? I gotcha.
Anyway.
That's true. I mean, I was in Scotland by myself, essentially, with some classmates, but I was there, didn't really know much. And never been to Scotland or London. And if London cabbies, by the way, Google what it takes to become a London cabbie.
Really?
It is fucking bizarrely hard.
Really?
Yeah, it takes about 3 years. They need they have to pass memorization tests of the quickest routes all around. London is an old fucking city.
Right.
Anyway, so I learned, you know, our host bringing us in was like, if you can afford it, tip a little extra to these guys. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, man, the whole time we were in Scotland, this guy, I had his cell. They called it then. It wasn't a cell thing. It was almost a beeper, but not quite. It was early. It was 96. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tipped him well. And as soon as I fucking pegged him, he was wherever we needed him to be.
So you're into pegging guys?
Yeah. it helped. We got where we needed to go quick, efficiently, blah, blah, blah. It was worth it.
Okay. Good to know that when you peg guys for extra money,
peg him.
It will work.
That's what they call it. I can't remember what it stands for either. Stands for personal employee something. Or I can't remember what they call it.
It stands for other things too.
Yes, it does. Apparently not over there. They'll say it outright. Bonk.
Hey, bro, peg me. Okay.
I'm good. I'm not homophobic, but I am scared of a dick in the mouth.
Well, pegging's not about a dick in the mouth.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. This
I could come in both doors at once.
Let's just...
just like the police. Oh!
Oh, man. Oh, let's talk about that, man. Let's go right into it. So, you know, the COVID thing, you know, we're going to come back.
How's your life changed?
Drastically.
Yeah, you got new fucking office.
Yeah,
for your job.
Lots of folks know that if you listen to this podcast, you know, is that you know, I lost my business to the COVID shutdowns and all that shit. Yeah. And had to remodel my garage, build a shed to get shit out of my garage, turn my garage into a professional personal training space that you've worked at in a couple
which
times.
Which I prefer, so I have to say.
Do you really?
Yes.
It's much nicer. It's smaller, but much nicer than what I had. And, you know, I wasn't making any money personally at my business, so did it really cost me anything? No.
That's a shitty fucking way to have to do
it. It's a shitty way to do it. You know, obviously, you know, I'd only owned that business for like 3 years plus, you know, and I knew there was some riding of the ship that had to be done. So I knew I wouldn't make any money personally. Every cent that I made went back into the business, right? And I was, obviously, the hope is it becomes profitable 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Mm-hmm. But, so did I actually lose any revenue? No.
But you want to set your own terms on something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be forced to go out. I want to decide, you know, this ain't working. It's not worth it. But
And you know, you're not in a panic to do it and all the above.
Yeah, and it was a frantic. I think there was like two or three weeks I didn't drop an episode because it was just like.
Yeah. And I was out of the loop a little bit because I was starting. I was doing a lot of training and our lives kind of temporarily diverged into our own little bubbles a little bit.
It happens. But I want to go back to, I feel like the COVID conversation is going to come back around pretty hard in about a month or so. And I have reasons why I think that, you know, but, so I felt we'd be talking about COVID a whole lot more.
It's going to be hard to get away from
in the next month. But right now, you know, you made the joke about the police coming in both doors and, you know, I haven't talked much with you, even personally off mic about
not much that's true yeah
the in general but also about the Black Lives Matter you know thing and the George Floyd thing and the dude, I forget the cat that got gunned down while he's jogging, forget his name, and
that's right there, but
in
Atlanta or near Atlanta
somewhere thereabouts. What does that mean to you? You know, everyone's talking about white privilege and Black Lives Matter. When some people go, well, no, all lives matter. Mm-hmm. And then that's like Marquise, what's his legal name? Jay and I talked about, you know, about that to a degree a couple episodes ago.
Jay is an African-American.
Yeah, Jay is a black guy.
For the record.
And we joked about that right off the bat in that episode. I'm like, I don't normally like identify what people's color is.
But in this case,
I guess yeah. it's relevant. We talked about it off yeah. mic beforehand. I'm like, is that okay with you if I... make this clear this point.
Yeah, I think it's important too.
And yeah. he goes, yeah, I think it's relevant. Yeah. So,
agreed.
You know, and ironically, so now when you don't identify what color someone is, unless they're
they call you a racist,
unless they're white, which is weird. We'll get into that. If you don't identify, what was this black guy? Well, now you're a racist, right? That's what they call it, subversive racism.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I'm like, again, they call it being colorblind, and. I was watching the other day, literally just the other day. I'm not making this story up. I was watching The Hangover, the first one. It was on TV. And there's a mix-up between... So, if you don't watch The Hangover, there's like the four guys on the bachelor party. You know, one of the guys who's getting married, his name is Doug. He's a white guy. They're all white guys. Well, there's a mix-up. That they're kind of paying a ransom for a guy named Doug, but ends up being a black guy. He's not their Doug, right? And they're in the car, they're talking about something, and they're like, I figured out where Doug is. And Bradley Cooper's character goes, well, how'd you figure that out? He was like, well, you know, I learned it from Doug. And they look at him funny. He's like, no, not our Doug, Black Doug. And Black Doug's sitting in the back seat of the car at this point. And he goes, hey, man, watch the racism. And I'm like, now... That was just in like 2007 or 8, the right. first Hangover movie came out, late 2000s. And at that point, the line is made in that movie, it's racist to differentiate that I'm Black Doug. But now, 2020, it's racist to not say what color somebody is.
Gotcha. It's not racist in either
And I was case. Like, what now? Anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
I think people don't understand what the term racism actually means, what it truly honestly means.
I was just talking to Heather about this just literally today, a little bit ago. What clarify that for people. If you want to, I've got the definition pulled up as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to, you know, what, how do you feel like that the term racism or racist or any,
gotcha. You know,
variation
Black,
of that
Asian,
is,
Italian, you know, Jew, whatever, right?
How are people misunderstanding that?
I think they're confusing racial with racist. And you can be racial. You can say, hey, I'm white. My buddy's black. It's,
uh-huh.
you know, that's what it is. You know, more black people like rap music. That's not racist. That's a racial statement. May okay. or may not be true. It could be a stereotype. It's probably true, but regardless. But racist usually has a pejorative context. I mean, to me, it has to be racist. Racist to me is a negative term, meaning you are not giving somebody an advantage or you're actively disadvantaging them simply for no other reason other than what they appear to you to be or are, look like, you know, to you. What, you know, skin color or height or weight. That's not racist, but that's in the similar category to me. Racism obviously applies to race, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, how many people can walk down the street and go, hey, you fucking pikey, you know, and everybody's laughing, but right. you go, hey, you fucking nigger. And all of a sudden yeah. you're a racist.
Yeah.
They're both racist things. It's okay to be racist against everybody, but black people.
It's
not okay. But I mean, you get away with it.
Socially you mean.
Yeah.
And we do seem to turn
I'm not saying it's okay at all.
Right.
I'm
just saying,
yeah.
It's not okay to be, I've been trying to find a word because, like, racism is not right. Well, not the word I'm looking for. Prejudice is not really the word I'm looking for based on the actual definition. And I was thinking about it and it hit me yesterday. Discrimination is the problem because we can discriminate, though racism is a form of discrimination. Discrimination is like the overarching problem, right? And it shoots off into racism and there's...
That's where the disadvantage comes.
What do you mean?
You can be a racist, but not discriminate. I mean, it may be hard to. You can be a racist, but go, okay, look, I got to give... This guy's getting this job. He's well qualified, even though I don't prefer black people over white people. you know, I don't know. Maybe there are those people who can do that.
Man, you'd be like the most pragmatic racist on the planet. It'd
be weird. It'd be maybe weird. Yeah.
If you could do that.
It may be weird.
Because racism, the definition, according to dictionary.com, is prejudice, discrimination, there's that word, or antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority or marginalized.
I don't agree with that last part. I don't think that's necessary at all.
That's the definition,
right? But they realize they actually just is that Oxford? Is that
I don't know. That was dictionary.com.
Dictionary. So Oxford is going to revise their definition of race. Yes, it's going to include. There's a couple things it's going to include, but because it doesn't have to be minority. I mean, you know,
so
you could be racial against Germans or. You could have harbor resentment still.
That's where I feel like I've been circling around trying to find the word that I feel like fits better. That's where I feel like discrimination and discriminate may be the better word because
it's more inclusive.
It's more inclusive, yeah. You know, and like because white people can discriminate against black people, black people can discriminate against white people, Mexicans can discriminate against Asian people, and anyone can discriminate, you know. Straight people can discriminate against, you know, gay people, and so on and so on and so on. Anyone can discriminate against because the definition of discrimination, which I think, like you said, is much more inclusive of a definition. The definition is, to make an unjust or prejudicial distinction in the treatment of different categories of people, especially on the grounds of race, sex, or age. So
it's more inclusive.
Basically, if you are different than me in whatever way I feel like I don't like, I'm going to treat you lesser so. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition of discrimination, right? And so we can discriminate. That's it deals with more of the overall problem, in my opinion, than just racism. You know, and
racism is a subset of discrimination.
Yes. It's a small subset, I think.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
There's like racism, but you can, you know, that's like one little line, one shoot off of discrimination. There's racism, there's
sexism,
you know, there's whatever you call discriminating against people of different sexual orientations, you know, and genderism. so on and so forth. You mentioned stereotypes being something that people can perceive as being racist. And maybe stereotypes are, but there's a term that I don't think a lot of folks know, and it's the term is an archetype, right? An archetype is basically a stereotype that's actually true.
It's the foundation of where the stereotype came from.
You know, I mean,
it's a blueprint.
It's yeah. And so here's an example. If I make the joke that you could say is a racist joke, and I look at the overweight person and go, that person got more chins than a Chinese phone book. You know? Well,
you've insulted a couple groups, right?
Was that a wrong statement about a Chinese phone book?
Probably not.
No, the archetype is true. There's a lot of people named Chin, right? More insulting probably to the overweight person.
Right. That's where the true insult is probably.
But people would probably tend, and I'd be curious to see when I said that example of a joke, how many people went, oh, you fucking racist, and didn't think a second about the overweight person who is really directed at.
And it's not racist to say there's a lot of chins in a fucking phone book.
It's an archetype, right?
It's a racial statement.
Yeah.
It's not racist. It's meaning, well, then we need to fucking burn China because of that. That's fucking racist.
Yeah.
It's a comment on what hopefully is reality. Hopefully, right. Meaning you're accurate in your statement.
Right.
Not you or whatever, whoever says whatever they say. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're you know, we like to think we have facts and figures and stats, but a lot of times we just speak because in our little circle, what we think and what we see isolated from the rest of the world.
Yeah, perspective is reality, right? Perception is reality. And and everyone's talking about privilege right now. What are your thoughts on when you hear everyone talking about white privilege, for example? You know,
I was privileged legally.
Okay, how so?
I didn't get arrested 3 times, and I sure as fuck should have.
Okay, you feel like that was because you're white?
I feel like that's because I was upper middle class white.
Okay,
not white trash. not black, not whatever. It was, I mean, I was caught three times with a good amount of pot.
Okay.
By police. And they brought me home every fucking wow. time. If you're a kid, if you're a 14-year-old in fucking Harlem, you're not going home to mama if you're a black kid.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I say that out of my gut. I don't really know, but let's face it, you're probably fucking not.
So is that a privilege of being white or being living in the area that you're living in?
A little bit of both. Yeah. They gave me the benefit of the doubt for those two reasons, probably. White cop, upper middle class, I'm don't have a criminal record. I mean, to me, pot is not a criminal record. Sorry, even now. I don't care how much you got busted for. If you're in jail for it, you need to be set free.
Jay and I were just talking about that on his episode, you know, two episodes ago. You know, talking about how can there be people sitting in jail?
And they're selling it in Colorado.
You know, exactly. Elsewhere. Exactly. Yeah. It's fucked up. That's weird.
It's fucked up, man.
And, man, the privilege thing, the more I think about it, I don't see why that matters. And someone's going to go, well, ask because you got white privilege, you know? Right. And but the reality is, in my opinion, you can pluck any circumstance out of one person's life, regardless of what it is, and say, well, here are the privileges of this context, but here are also the detriments of this context. Okay? Let's take from me. So I'm a big dude, right? That means one of the privileges of being a big dude on a bicycle is I get to go crazy fucking fast down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
One of the detriments is I got to haul that shit starts up the next up. One. Right. There's pros and cons, you know, but I don't think profiling and discrimination is based on race. I was just telling Heather on the phone a little bit ago, you know, when I was in college, I had long hair like I have now and I had a goatee, not a full beard like I have now, but I had a goatee and a beard or long hair and a goatee and a fire engine red Pontiac Grand Am GT with tinted windows. Not a super sporty car, but sporty enough. And I got pulled over one day. I'm speeding. Yeah, not grossly speeding, but I'm speeding. But there are people that are passing me on the interstate going faster than me. And it's cop. It's white cop. I'm a white guy, in case anyone doesn't know, pulls me over, and I'm like, fuck, I just got nailed for speeding. And dude walks up, you know, to my window with his hand on his gun. And I'm like, what the? You know, some people that go, oh, white privilege, you don't know what it's like to get pulled over and wonder if you're going to die. Well, yeah, I do. You know, I'm like, why is this guy, not my first time getting pulled over, why is this guy walking up with his hand on his gun? You know, and I had my windows down, my hair's blowing, going down the interstate, and he picked me out because the car's driving mm-hmm. the way that I looked. And, you know, he's like, immediately, he's like, you know, out of the car right now. And I was like,
how old were you?
19.
Okay.
And I'm like, do you not want to see my license and reference? Out of the car right now. And I'm like, whoa. And so, I get out and... Before, and then it's hands on the hood. And I'm like, okay. And then before I know it, I'm in cuffs, bent over the hood of the car. And I'm like, is there a problem besides speeding? And he's like, you know, anything you want to tell me before I search your car? And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure you have to ask me before you search my car. Yeah.
And you're not searching my car.
And he was like, you know, oh, well, I can do whatever I want to, son. And I'm like, number one, I'm not your son. Only one guy gets to call me that. That's my dad. And I'm like, dude, I was like, this could have been way better if you had just asked nicely. But I mean, search my car. You're not at that point in my life. I had never taken a smoke or a drink of anything
mm-hmm.
in my whole life. I'm like, search my car, man. You know, and
you're one of the few clean people on that highway.
He searches the car and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he didn't even give me a ticket for speeding at that point.
Weird.
And I'm like, why was I just in cuffs, bent over the hood of my car for no reason? And, you know, after the dude walks up with his gun on his or hand on his gun, and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, and in retrospect, years later, I went, well, it's because of the way that I looked.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me out of that line.
Profiling.
Because yeah. He profiled me. You know, and I talked about in the episode with Jay a couple episodes ago. Same thing happened to me when I was traveling for a living. I get pulled out of line for a random security check through TSA, you know, checkpoint every fucking time. Well, it's because I have long hair, bandana, sunglasses, and a goatee. You know, and it's not random at all. I'm getting picked out of line because of the way that I look. But I've also never been legislated against.
Right.
You know, and that's, I think that's the problem is with the whole, with, I'm trying to, fuck it, I'm not going to be PC. With black people in America, they've been legit legislated against. You know, the Housing Act and a Federal Housing Act of 1934, redlining, that has rippling effects through, you know, legal ramifications. But I mean, I feel like as long as we keep fighting against each other, nothing's going to get better. I mean, what's your thought on Black Lives Matter? Legit.
Yeah. I don't think you're the people they're fighting against.
No.
Yeah. So, I do believe they have a legitimate beef, and I do believe Black Lives Matter. One, I believe 100%. All lives matter. I believe when I am sympathetic to Black Lives Matter and even the actual official movement, right? Only because one, they have had a rough time of it.
Sure.
They've had some tougher issues than the sure. same white person. They've had, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes they make it harder on themselves. I get that or whatever. They're pissed. They're angry. They get pulled over. They don't put their hands on the fucking hood. They fight not back compliant. And talk. They're not compliant. And that sucks. And
things probably would have gone way worse for me if I would have been like, I'm not getting out of shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, I mean, of course they would have.
It would have been way worse on me.
It doesn't matter if he's in the wrong. He's a cop with a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Take it up later.
I know I didn't do anything wrong. Be compliant.
Yeah.
You know, does that justify police brutality?
No.
Or kneeling on someone's neck when their hands are restrained behind their back in handcuffs? No. For, you know, 10 minutes.
Of course not.
It doesn't excuse that. But
no, now, that may fucking happen. It sucks. It's wrong. It's illegal. It's bad. Yep. It may fucking happen. I just want to care for them and go, just fucking don't. Just wait. Wait for your justice.
Yeah, black,
you won't
Mexican,
get it right
whatever,
now.
Right.
You will not get you'll get the opposite.
Right.
It
if
sucks.
You try to fight.
If you try to fight, it sucks. I care enough about all people to go,
yep.
Just be smart, survive, take it up later. It's on film. I guarantee fucking tea, somebody's filming it.
Yeah, right.
So you got your evidence. You know that you know it's going to happen. I don't know. I believe when people say all lives matter as a retort, I firmly believe all my lives matter with an asterisk, some more than others.
I was just talking to a client about this the other day, and I said, you know,
I don't believe some more than others. I believe that's what is a retort to the all lives matter thing. Some, I think, throughout history have mattered
okay.
more.
See,
that's all I mean.
I'm going to be not PC and probably not,
I don't mean
probably not popular.
Some matter more
at all. Well,
unless you're a shitbag human being.
Well, that's where I'm going to go.
I don't mean
with
that. I mean, as a class of people,
I think all lives matter is maybe, I've said that. That's maybe not what I really mean. What I really mean is everyone is equal. Everyone has a right to equality. And equal treatment and equal rights, and everyone deserves to be treated equally, regardless of race, age, gender, or whatever delineations we're making these days. That being said, do all lives matter equally? I don't fucking think so.
No, all classes of people do.
All classes of people, all ethnicities, genders,
clearly
sexual orientations,
not all matter,
deserve equal rights as human beings. But are there shitbag people
yes.
whose lives don't matter? Absolutely, in my opinion.
Right.
Are there good human beings that I think we need more of? I think their lives are more valuable because the world is better with them in it? Yes.
Yeah.
Slippery slope, because that begs the question, well, who decides
right.
what a shitbag human is?
We all can agree, but we all can agree it's impossible to actually enact that.
Yes.
Or to make a policy around that.
Right.
So we can all agree.
I'm not saying let's legislate
right.
for that. You know?
Nope, you're stupid.
You're stupid. You get 75% human rights.
Right. I do believe you have to pass a fucking test to vote.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Not even a very hard one, but just some fucking minimal.
And let's go back to the way people look, you know, and discrimination there and profiling. Because profiling is not necessarily discrimination, necessarily.
No, not at all, necessarily.
I profile. Yeah. If
it could be in a good way.
Yeah. But I mean, even going in the negative way, if I'm walking down a street or through a parking lot and I see a person, regardless of their the color of their skin, and they're carrying themselves in a certain way, they're dressed in a certain way, I'm going to automatically be more aware of that person.
Correct.
Because of...
Because it's intelligent to do so.
Yes.
Yeah.
These days. And do I assume that they're going to try to pull a gun out and rob me? No. Am I more aware of them? Yeah. You know, I mean...
Especially if you're a female.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just saw this video on Facebook yesterday. Did you see the one about the lady getting abducted?
Mm-mm.
I forget where it was, but she's driving this little red car. And this is, you know, like... living in condition white, right? This is not in a racial way, in like a there's in like the threat level, like, you know, white, yellow, orange, red, and living in condition white, where you're essentially in your own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what criminals look for. If you catch someone that's up to something nefarious and look them in the eye, they're probably not going to continue with what they were going to do as far as you're concerned. You know, so this lady, man, she's in this parking lot and she's in her own little world, man. She opens up a driver's side door, starts her car, opens up the back door. She's putting her bags in. These two guys are like, and this security cam footage is showing it. And these two guys are kind of like meandering into position. And this one guy waits till she puts the bag, kind of leans into the back seat. He walks up, just kind of nudges her in the back seat, gets in behind her, shuts the door. Other guy walks around the front of the car, gets in the driver's side door, drive off. She's gone.
You.
And it's like, and that shit happens in Nashville. A woman is abducted for alleged sex trafficking reasons every day. Really? In Nashville. And it's like,
fuck,
man. Like, so it's okay to be aware of your surroundings. If you see someone that looks a little nefarious, a little suspicious, carrying themselves in a way that makes your sensors go up, it's okay to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to wonder if I try and put myself in the place of police officers and go, okay, well, let's just say, because, and when I listen to news stories, I go, what details were left out that may...
What actually happened?
What may explain something that looks like extreme treatment, but maybe is a fraction of the picture. What if, you know, all you see is a cop beating on someone regardless of color, you know, and well, what if they've been chasing that person through three counties and they've endangered countless lives through a high-speed chase and they've this and that and da-da-da-da, and by the time you get to them, your adrenaline is going and they're going to go down hard. Once you get them down, you know, and I mean, does that make it right? No. Does it make it somewhat understandable?
It makes it human.
I mean, you walk up and you spit in my face, you're going down. Period. And you go down. You're going down hard. I mean, you're
especially now.
Yeah. If you walk up and spit in my face, you're, you know, I'm taking you down because I'm not gonna. No one's gonna spit in my face. But we expect cops to stand there in the face of protesters getting spit on. How hard is that as a human?
I don't know. They agree to do that.
Yeah.
That's tricky, man. It's really tricky. I mean, if the guy's in cuffs, get off his fucking neck.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
There's obvious and there's some fine lines. And I sympathize in a lot of ways with all on all
me
counts.
Too.
Yeah.
With
the people, the they're angry, the cops now fucking, like you say, you mean adrenaline. Half the time the cops are well fucking undertrained. No offense to cops at all, 100% at all, but a lot of them do it for the wrong reasons.
How so? What do you mean?
Power trips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and I'm not saying all do, and there's some good, I know good cops, and I know,
sure.
I mean, most of them are good. Let's face it, they have to, I would assume they have to be.
Hopefully.
And they got a tough job, especially now. It's fucking hard, man. I would not want to be a cop right now.
But I mean, like that cop that pulled me over back then in college, you know, I mean, he profiled me. Sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I fit a profile? Yeah, I did. The way I looked fit a certain...
And he had a reason to pull you over.
I was speeding.
Yep.
Were people speeding more than me? By a long shot. Yes.
Yeah.
But he pulled me over because the way that I looked, the car I was driving, but he didn't have to come off like that, right? He could have come up and gone like, hey.
You've been way nicer.
Yeah, he could have been like, you know, hey, man, you know, pulled you over, you know, need you to step out of the car for me, you know. And
you look like you might have some pot.
Yeah, you know, going to need your permission to search your car, you know, and I would have been like, I mean, sure, but can I ask why? You know, it could have gone way better instead of handle the gun out of the car, you know, like, whoa, you know, like, you don't got to come off like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of surprised I didn't smart off
right,
you know, more than I did, you know, once I was in cuffs, been over the hood of the car.
Because it won't help.
Yeah.
It just won't help.
I mean, at the time, I was so shocked.
I'm like, right. You're more like, what the fuck is going on here? Dude, that when in Atlanta, me and a buddy were driving to Six Flags. This was 20 years ago. Had some weed and a case. Here's a little privilege. Had a case of beer. We were underage and a bag of weed in the back of the car, right? So we take a wrong turn to go to Six Flags, and I go to do a U-turn in this driveway and back out, and I notice there's a road stop, mm-hmm. a roadblock where they're a road check, whatever you call it.
Just like a sobriety checkpoint.
Whatever it is, yeah, whatever they're doing. And I'm like, oh, shit, cool. I'm glad we missed that. Back down. It's right when I two cars pull up.
Oh, no.
And like that.
They
like
saw you trying to turn around.
Yeah, like I'm trying to evade this thing. I didn't even dawn on me that you know, so he gets out and he's, hey, can I see your ID? And I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. Comes back and he goes, do you mind getting out of the car? And I said, yeah. And he goes, turn around, and he cuffed me. I was like, then he goes, we're going to take a trip to the Hilton. I swear to God. I went, what? And he goes, yeah, your license expired 3 days. 3 days.
Oh, God.
They fucking cuffed me, put me in the back of a car with two other people. One just knifed somebody. Somebody, I don't know what the other person did. And they checked me into Cobb County Correctional Facility.
No shit.
Swear to God, $600 bail.
No shit.
They took my fucking belt, my shoestrings, and threw me in the fucking clink with people that were in there for some fucked up reasons. And I'm seeing people who don't make bail are getting waist chained with orange jumpsuits. I swear to fucking God. Whoa. I'm going, and I, of course, this is a while ago. I go, how do I make bail? My buddy Chuck, who was with me, drove my car back to the courthouse or back to the police station. He's two stories above me waiting on me. I can't fucking call him.
Oh, no.
So I got to call my mom in Birmingham, the only one I knew who would probably pick up the phone, to call him back there to tell him where to go for her to fucking Western Union some money for him to go pick it up. And all this whole time, I'm not sure if it's happening or not. Oh, and if I don't make bail by 9 o'clock, I'm getting fucking dressed out for a 3-day-old fucking expired driver's
license.
That's
excessive.
Well, more than that. And I'm not embellishing anything, I swear to God. And I promise you, I can verify this with Chuck and my mom. Well, my mom's dead, but I can verify this with a lot of people. Sure enough, it finally works out and I make bail and I got a court date. So I got to hire a fucking lawyer.
Fucking shit.
And I do. Luckily, my mom is a speech pathologist and audiologist. She knew a really high-end lawyer who she worked with his kid. He's like, I'll fucking help him. So he drives to Atlanta with me. He goes, wait right here. I mean, this place is fucking packed. Standing room only, damn. Courtroom. Yeah. So I know how the Cobb County is getting their money. And he goes, wait right here. And we go behind chambers, whatever. And he disappears for 20 minutes, comes back in. He goes, it'll be a minute. 10 minutes later, I go to the judge. How do you plead? I said, guilty. He goes, $40 fine. I went, that's it? He goes, yeah, you're good. I went, what the fuck?
Well, that's all it had to be from the get-go.
Right. That's it. They wanted me to skip bail. Oh, they wanted my fucking $600. They wanted my bail money, and I owe him $200. He goes, just give me $200. I was like, are you sure?
So the whole thing cost you almost $1,000. It could have just been a $40 fine for driving expired license.
Correct.
Man, that's fucked up.
And Cobb County it's notoriously fucking.
Oh really?
Yeah, racist. And then it's flipping a little bit. If you get a black cop. Apparently, according to a lot of people that live there, we live in Atlanta, which is not far from it. You better not go fucking live in Cobb County. That's the word. Yeah. Allman Brothers, one of their big songs is based on Cobb County. That's where they're from.
I thought Cobb County was Atlanta.
Mm-mm. Well, sorry. Atlanta's in Cobb County. Right. So we were, it was the Cobb County Correctional Facility.
Gotcha.
What actual city was it? Because it's right outside of Atlanta. Now I don't remember, come to think of it. Right. Atlanta's Cobb County.
Gotcha.
Right.
Whatever. You were in Cobb County, but not Atlanta.
Yeah, not
proper.
Atlanta. What fucking city was it? It doesn't matter.
It's like, you know, we live in Davidson County, which is Metro Nashville. We live in a suburb called, you know, Hermitage. Though we don't have our own police force. It's all Metro Nashville.
It's all Metro. I'm in Old Hickory, so we're county.
You don't have a county police department, though.
Mm-hmm.
Old Hickory does?
Yeah. Believe it or not, yeah.
I've never seen a cop car.
I know. I've seen a few on Matterhorn.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sheriffs. Yeah.
Oh, you mean just Wilson County sheriffs?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So that's right.
That
so
is what I mean. Yeah.
You're in that weird part mm-hmm. of Old Hickory that's Wilson County.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
So people that don't know where we live, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. when somebody says, where are you from? I say Nashville.
Yeah, because everyone knows where that is.
Yeah.
Well, interesting, man. Yeah, it's. I think the problem is discrimination. Racism is a part of that.
Well, it's discrimination based on race, in this case.
But I feel like that goes both ways. And anytime someone says that now, people go, oh, yeah, well, that's because white supremacist, white privilege. No. I can discriminate against someone just as easily as someone can discriminate against me based on my color.
Thrown at me and spit on me in Atlanta. I'm a minority in Atlanta.
Yeah.
By the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's 58, 42 or something.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. MLK, man. You know.
Oh, true. Yeah. True. And
not that I feel like I was.
I know that this sounds super idealistic and a bit utopian, but I just don't understand why we can't just all get along. Right? I mean, race, gender, sexual orientation. I don't understand what's complicated about everyone having equal rights.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has some fucked up shit been done to certain racial groups on a legislation level? Absolutely. Have redneck shitbags thought that white people thought that they were better than black people or Mexican people? And I mean Mexicans because I just mean people from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But those fuckers they're on the lives that don't matter as much like scale for me. If you think you're better than someone because of the race you are, that's
I think there's more of them than you might think.
Well, then they need to go.
Yeah.
I volunteer for the gotta go squad.
Well, and it can be super subtle. Yeah. That would be kind of fun. We got to admit.
I'll round up shitbag racists.
Yeah.
You know, racist rednecks and disappear them.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun. Admittedly.
I mean, damn.
True shitbags.
True shitbags.
Yeah.
True people that think that they are better because they are a certain color.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't understand that.
Or just, there's a weird just angriness right now. Not weird. There's an angriness right now. But people just don't treat other people like humans a lot. I mean, you know that meme I shared on your dad's, the four mustache meme,
mm-hmm.
right? That's from Joe Rogan. And if you go to his original one and click on it, the comments are like, so there's this admittedly unattractive woman in the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little overweight. She has a weird haircut, whatever. Has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in the image. And one guy is like, what the fuck is that thing in the background? You know? And I'm like, that's a really fucked up thing to think and say.
Yeah.
And you're in public, dude. You're
right.
In public. And if you're too much of a pussy to say that to somebody's face, don't fucking say it on Facebook.
Right.
And maybe he's not. Maybe he's that much of a douchebag. I don't know. But I'm like, well, where I'm from, we call them human beings.
Right.
But I don't know. And he's like, then somebody posted, it gets weird. Somebody said, well, hey, show us a picture of you so we can rip on you as a joke.
Right.
And so I went to his Facebook page. Sure enough, he's got a fucked up picture of himself. So I posted it and, you know, here you go. And he's like, oh, good one, you little creepy bald head. Fuck, what are you, a child molester?
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean,
dude can dish it out. One, little pussy can dish it out, but can't take it.
Right.
So let's not go there. But, I mean, just say words.
Right.
Just say words that might hurt.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw the same thing on
Bizarre.
I think it was Global Cycling Network's Instagram account about 2 weeks ago, and they do this. I think it's that account. It's a cycling account, big one, and they do a fail of the day video clip. In the fail of the day, someone failing on a bicycle, right?
Humor intent, not to shame somebody.
And they give a coach's note in the description. Here's how, what happened, here's how you could have avoided it. Well, it's some, you know, girl in a field in all spandex with this little bitty jump and landing. You know, she's going to jump this little gap. It's this little bitty, probably like 6-inch high ramp.
Oh, that's Endo.
You know, City. And, but there's not just, it's not just jumping to flat, it's jumping to a landing. There's a gap. And the equal height ramp on the other side. And she, you know, is it shitty jump technique? Absolutely. She does make the front wheel across the gap, the back wheel doesn't make it, catches the landing ramp and just bucks her over the handlebars. And every single comment, I was shocked, was, that's what you get, you fucking roadie. You know, serves you right for riding clipped in. You know, put some flat pedals on and some baggies and get it right, bitch. You know, and I'm just like, and everything's ragging on this person. I'm like, there were a couple that were like, everyone starts somewhere. You know, and I commented and I said, wow. And this is what got me started thinking about, it's not, racism is not the problem. The problem is discrimination of people that are different than you. For whatever you value as what your group is, anyone different is worse. You know, in this case, it was people hating on this girl, wishing her harm, saying that's what you get because she's not riding flat pedals and wearing baggy shorts. Like, no. And so I commented, I said, wow, proof that discrimination exists way beyond race. You know, that was my comment on the thing. I'm like, you assholes. Like, right. I mean, like, the girl gave it a shot, right? And you're like ragging on her because she was in spandex and had shitty technique and it was a small jump and she like totally biffed it. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, cares? And it was crazy, but
I would have recommended she go bigger on her jump because that always fucking happens on those small ones. It's like a bump.
It is.
And it just bucks you.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Yeah, you aren't ready for it, but.
But yeah, it's why be shitty? I don't know. I mean, is your life that shitty where you've got to be shitty?
But you know, we're cyclists and you've heard people, you know, oh man, you ain't going to ride flat pedals. You're just a bitch. I guess I'm a bitch then. Yeah. I mean, but like.
Very wrong.
Like, that's okay. It's your preference. You can ride flat pedals and wear baggy shorts. I ride clipped in and wear bibs and a jersey. But whatever. Right? We're on the same trail. Whatever. But anyway, crazy world, man. Weird. The air just feels charged.
It's very charged.
It feels like the slightest. It feels like everything is dry. And there's.
I want to be able to make fun of everybody.
There's a pile of tinder, and just this one spark is going to just.
And it does.
There's set multiple it off.
Ones, yeah.
Equal opportunity making fun of.
I want to make fun of you. I don't discriminate against you. I'm going to make, that's what we do. We make fun of each other. And people make fun of me and I'm open in a lighthearted good way. Yeah. It's fun. I don't know, man. I will back up one notch and say, I believe that discrimination based on race is more prominent than any other type of discrimination. Cause there's just simply more of them and there's probably more, and it's more history to it. And there's just more. I mean, sure, there may be some hardcore homophobes out there. I get that, but there's not that many to be discriminated against, and it's quote unquote a choice. It's not a choice.
It's not, but it's a choice
if you you want to. It's not a choice.
Scientifically, it's proven. It's not a choice. Yeah,
right. I meant it's if you want to if you want to be flamboyant about it and you want to wear it, that's your choice. You know. But that doesn't mean there's just not that many of them. You know, a gay pride parade doesn't bother me in the least. Go down my fucking main street in my house. I'll sit down and watch it. Sure. I don't care. I'm not gay. I'm not homophobe. But I'm not going to. So what I'm getting at is in this weird way is I am all for gay rights, but I'm not going to actively, I'm not going to be an activist.
I see.
Same as I'm all for Black Lives Matter. I support that movement intellectually and emotionally, but I'm not very active about it.
Because
other than doing this right now, talking right. about it and being.
Because Black lives do matter. And the weird thing is, you know, there's this Black lives versus all lives matter thing. And people go, you know, well, I mean, you know, by saying Black lives matter, we're not saying all lives don't. And I'm like, well, by saying all lives matter, I'm not saying Black lives don't.
Right, but it's like a disease.
Yeah.
There's the Cancer Foundation. They're not saying other diseases aren't as important, but you have to pick a battle. And in this case, it's close to home. Their battle is their livelihoods and their color.
But it's not a disease.
No, what I meant is it's right. No, what I meant is there's people that actively promote for cancer because somebody in their life had it or they did. It's closer to their heart. So it's the most important disease that they can be an activist for. The Black Lives Matter, a lot of people are doing it because it is an important thing to them because they are black and things are impacting their lives negatively sometimes or not to them personally, but to people. I guarantee you're not a couple handshakes away from somebody that hadn't been impacted by racism. White or black, especially black, obviously. But.
That hasn't been impacted by discrimination for sure. Racism. It's so fucking muddy. Man, like everything. This is not like a, no pun intended, it's not a black and white issue. Mm-hmm. Maybe the pun is intended, right? Yeah. Like, it's not a black and white issue. It's a very, very gray issue. Cancer, you know, cancer's a lot easier issue to deal with as far as a movement is concerned.
Because everybody hates it.
Yeah.
Right.
It affects everybody.
But I guess my point was the activist in somebody.
Gotcha.
That's all I meant is if they're promoting, they want you to donate to their fundraiser for cancer. Mm-hmm. They don't mean these others aren't important or not even equally.
True.
It's just to me, this is the one that so remember my sphere of influence thing I had talked about many podcasts ago where
vaguely
if you spread your help too thin, it doesn't really help anything.
Yeah.
If you put it all into one thing, mm-hmm. It could be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to focus down your activism. You got to care about a lot of things, but here's the one thing for whatever reason I've decided mm-hmm. is what I'm going to be an activist about.
Gotcha.
And for obvious reasons, Black Lives Matter people, the activists, there's obvious reasons why they've narrowed that one down, or they haven't narrowed it down. That's why that started in the first place. I have no data in front of me and emotionally, but we grew up in the South. We know a lot of racist people.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We know a fucking lot.
Fuck yeah.
And it seems really pervasive. I mean, it really does. I mean, I know more racists than I do know homophobes. Most people could give a shit about gay people, either good or bad. They don't care. They don't want to be around them maybe, but they don't think they shouldn't hold public office. Or maybe they do, come to think of it.
I'd say good luck getting
a gay president for a while, or, you know, I get that. I don't know. That comes back to religion. So just wipe out religion and everybody see every color and appreciate it.
We need to find a gay black woman to run for president.
That would be awesome. Wait, isn't that Hillary Clinton?
Oh, God. Except for the black part.
She had some black in her.
And we don't have time to get into it now, but part of discrimination for me is, and I talked a little bit about this with Jay, is I don't like double standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like when it's okay for one group of people to say, well, I can use this vernacular and I can say these things and I can make these jokes from within my world and from my perspective, but you can't make them from your perspective. You know, I don't like when
depends
when your people can go on TV and go, I reference, you know, a show that I watch on MTV called Ridiculousness. It's just like a video clip show. And this cat named CeeLo Green, he's one of the kind of commentators on it. He's a black guy. And
CeeLo?
Huh?
CeeLo?
CeeLo Brim.
Gotcha.
CeeLo Brim. And he always makes, man, you know, that's a white people thing. You don't see no brothers doing that. But if I turned around, or take me out of it, if Rob Dyrdek, the host, former ex-pro skateboarder, if Rob Dyrdek ever said, man, that's a black person thing, you won't catch no white folks doing that, then that would be called racist.
Potentially.
Not potentially. It would be called, he'd be crucified for saying, well, you can't say that. You can't differentiate black versus white. Well, Stilo just did it.
Yeah.
From black versus white, and it was okay. You know, and that's, if we're going to be equal, I think we need to be equal.
Well, totally, for sure.
I don't think it needs to be, I feel like there's this pendulum effect in the world where we feel like the pendulum has swung too far one direction. And now we think that it needs to swing equally as far the other direction because that would somehow be right or
reparations
or reparations.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then like how long would that take to settle in the middle? I'm like, has fucked up shit happened to black people in the United States? Absolutely. Does racism still abound? Absolutely. Has there been legislation in the last 100 years that last 50 years even, that slights black people? Absolutely. But why can't we admit that was fucked up and a huge mistake and come to equality instead of swinging the pendulum the other direction? Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm not sure if that's where the pendulum is going necessarily. But I do understand your point about the double standard. I will say that, I'll shrink that down a little bit. Let's say me and you were talking. I'm like, what's up, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
If I said that to somebody I didn't know, how does he know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but motherfucker isn't a reference to our color, race, gender, et cetera, you know, sexual orientation, yada, yada, yada. You know, I mean, if...
All right, what about... I'm not saying it necessarily has to be in this case. My point is there's things I'm going to say to you that I'm not going to say to another person because they don't have the background on me that they need to have to understand where I'm coming from.
So there is
a little bit of that.
I see your point, but also like there is certain vernacular, you know, let's call it, you know, bro or brother, you know, a black guy can say to a black guy, you know, what a brother, you know, that doesn't know him. But if I walk right behind that guy and tell the same guy who I equally don't know, what up, brother? That's probably going to be a problem.
Maybe.
Because
maybe you're not, you know, you're not in that
circle. And that's a double standard.
Maybe. And maybe he's okay with it.
And maybe he is.
Yeah.
I told a story with Jay on that podcast. This old, old dude, the last 9-to-5 job I ever had at the state of Tennessee, this old, old 70-year-old black dude worked in the cubicle in the door that I always walked in. He's always there. And when I got there and I walk in, he started saying it. And one day I walk in, he goes, what up, honky? And I go, not much, nigga. You know, and like, that's what we said every day from then on. Like, and I didn't care that he called me honky and he didn't care that I called him nigga. You know, it's like, it was fine. It was terms of endearment, you know, and racially based. Yes.
Not racist.
Made maliciously. No. Yeah.
That's the difference. The maliciousness is right. What makes it racist. I worked for 9 years. I worked with a guy named Greg. Love this guy. Black guy. It is pertinent, black guy, and at the golf course when I was a greenskeeper, and he used to always say, "What's up, my nigga?" Always, and I was like, "What's?" And he used to go buy me alcohol because I was underage, and I'd get some weed from him. It just, you know, and he's a genuinely nice guy. Probably not what he should have been doing to a 19-year-old. Whatever, I'm okay. I've recovered mostly. But I remember one day when on the practice range, he was at the top of the bank and I was at the tee cutting and we cut our shit off. It was Monday, meaning the club was closed. All white club, by the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Two black people worked there, but they couldn't be members.
That's bullshit.
This was in the 80s and
that's
90s.
Racist right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. That's changed, luckily. But anyway, he's on the top of that hill and I cut my machine. I was like, what's up? He goes, what's up, my nigga? I mean, yells it, like echoes it across his golf course. sure enough, there's a couple people in the clubhouse behind us in the little golf area, two white members. And I was also, my dad was a member there also. So it was weird. So I knew a lot of them. Anyway, and afterward they go, one of them anyway, that I saw later that day goes, "You're going to let that motherfucker talk to you like that?"
No shit.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, you mean Greg?" No, he's cool friends. He's like, cool. "You know, nobody calls you a nigger."
Well, it wasn't an ER. It was an A.
Right. They don't know. He's fucking old, dude. They don't. It's wow. All. Yeah. And he's like, "Nobody calls you a nigger." And he looked at me like, "You little fucking bitch." Like that. Whoa. And I was like, I said, "My friend can call me whatever the fuck he wants."
Yeah.
And I asked my dad, and my dad didn't like this guy, and you know.
No shit.
But guarantee he wasn't the only one at that club that would have said that. Guarantee it. But I mean, I called him a nigger. I was like, "Nothing, you fucking nigger," you know. And we had a history,
right?
Though. I liked him, and I saw him not too long ago, and we shook hands and hugged, and I was like, "What's up, man?" And you know, he had new teeth, and you know, it's like Greg, and it was just nice to see him. And
well, but you're talking about somebody you have a rapport with, and I'm talking about double standards in general. That are racially divided.
I think you better know where somebody's coming from before you're comfortable saying certain things. I think it helps to have somebody know, because we don't know. They don't know. Who knows these days? So you know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So I get that, but and I don't mean naive in a bad way. I don't mean that, but I mean we might be a little naive thinking everybody should know I'm cool and I'm just, you know, or am I, they're thinking, is he trying to fucking endear himself to me? Or I mean, who's going to come up and say, "What's up, nigger?" And really mean it these days, but you never fucking know.
Well, I wouldn't say that to somebody I didn't know, but I might call him bro or, you know, or brother.
Sorry. I thought you didn't know this guy.
Who?
The one you said, what up,
nigga?
Yeah.
No, I work with him every day.
Gotcha.
No.
Fuck, I miss that.
I work with him. He sat in the cubicle in the door that I walked in every day.
So we both had a couple black friends.
No, if I walked in and told the guy.
Shit, sorry, man.
That's fine. If I walked in, but, you know, let's say what I'm talking about is if a black guy walks into a room with a black guy that he doesn't know and goes, "What up, brother?"
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And I walk right behind the guy and also don't know the same guy and go, "What up, brother?" There's a decent chance that the guy is going to take issue with me saying "What up, brother?" but not the black guy.
Possibly, but you have a way, and I think I do too. I think you have a way that people, for some reason, you can say shit to people and get away with it.
I have a disarming personality,
right? And I think most of the time they don't sense a negative. I mean, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do that to a lot of people. I'm just saying you can get away with saying things to some people that some other people can't, possibly.
Potentially.
And when I go, "What's up, bro?" And I've said that to a couple times. I've maybe said "hey" once or twice too, but then I see him again and I'm like, "What's up, bro?" And he's like, "All right, man." They don't care.
But I say "bro" to anybody.
Right. And they don't know that, but I'm not going, "What's up, bro?" You know, and trying to be cool, and I'm like, "What's up, bro?" And it's just how we talk,
right?
And I think that comes off, and that's okay. But
I used to be a part when I was doing digital media for a living. Yeah, I was had a bunch of websites, writing for a bunch of websites and blogs and stuff. And we had this Skype chat group where a bunch of us that owned websites and wrote for websites would like cross promote each other's shit. We just like drop links and we'd cross promote people's shit on Dig and StumbleUpon back then, and you know, so on and so forth. And I had been a part of that group for a while, and I was going to this trade show, and it was actually in Atlanta. And a guy that I was part of this Skype group with, he lived in Atlanta. He was going to be at the same show, and I said, "Well, let's hook up." Da, da, da. And I didn't even realize how I type the way that I talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when he met me, he goes, we had been talking about 5 minutes. He goes, "Holy shit." And he goes, "Now I understand why you type the way you type." And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, that's how you talk. And I went, I'm not real sure what you're getting at. He was like, when you're like, you know, peace out, bitches, when you're fixing to slide off of Skype, he's like, that's what you actually say when you're fixing to leave. Peace out, ho. You
know? Yeah, and but it's like, an informal situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's it's like, way easier to type how you talk.
I thought you were trying to be like cool and like trying to use like lingo. And I'm like, no, nah,
well, that and that's my point, dude. They don't right, and but he understood. He it clicked, and you know, it was you don't know what somebody's angle is,
right?
And don't assume we know what your angle is, and I know what mine is. Don't assume that they do.
And who's they?
Whoever else might be offended by something potentially. Gotcha. Yeah. Peace out, bitches. You're not going to say that into a group of like old ladies at a dinner.
I might.
Peace out, bitches. I mean, it depends on what happened before. If you got them laughing and rolling and, you know, maybe, but generally speaking.
Peace out. Try not to die before the morning.
Or let me, oh, yeah, hey. Or you're not going to walk into them and go, what up, bitches, to a bunch of old women. You're just not going to do it. You're going to feel the room a little bit. You're going to get them. You're going to endear them.
Right.
And sometimes we don't have time to do that. And so better safe than sorry. Just, you know.
It's true.
So.
Interesting.
I don't know. I know I don't give a shit if you're gay, black, white.
Muslim. I don't
give a flying fuck. I care.
As long as you're a good person.
If you're not a good person. And just don't go out of your way to be a douchebag. If you're kind of a shitty person, just keep it to your fucking self as much as you can.
Right. Stay the fuck away from me if you're a shitty person.
Get off the fucking internet for a while. God damn.
Right.
Take it out on your wife like most people do. Jesus. They probably do anyway.
Oh, God. That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
And
I didn't mean that in like a physical
way. I knew it. I knew what you meant. Someone was going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to end this episode with a fact or crap.
Got a new calendar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm asking
you. Got to tire your...
No, it's right there.
Oh, okay.
Fact or crap. On hot days, vultures will often poop all over their legs to cool themselves down.
Fact.
It is a fact.
Uh-huh.
Don't try this at home, it says. So, if you see vultures shitting all over themselves, it must be a hot day.
They know what they're doing.
Kind of like pissing on a jellyfish thing, right?
Yeah, right. Which actually does work.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mills, thanks for joining. Glad to have you back. And
I don't know if we solved anything, but...
Oh, man.
Whatever.
I like talking about things. So I think this issue is super oversimplified. And maybe on a macro level, it is really simple. On a micro level, I think it's really fucking complicated on how to undo it. Because I think it's
going to require death.
It's an issue of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue of the heart of being prejudiced and discriminating against people that are not like you. And
we're asking people to be different people.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen. They're going to have to die.
Well,
I don't mean under fire. I mean, the generation is going to have to go away.
I want to think that they can understand their wrongness.
Mm. They may officially not be prejudiced, but you can't. I mean, you can't. I don't think you can learn it. It's so fucking hard to unlearn something, though.
Man.
I'm not giving them an out.
No.
But
not an excuse.
And I'm sure there's people that have, if you were one of those people who've flip flopped and is now. Realize the error of your ways.
We want to hear from you.
I want to hear from you, for sure. How'd you come to that conclusion?
Fucking for sure. We want to have you on the fucking show.
That would be
show.
Interesting.
Yeah. We want to talk with you and hear. You can stay anonymous if you want to.
Yeah.
But send us an email if that's you, or if you have any other
super
thoughts.
Super interesting.
FunkDysfunctionalShow@gmail.com. Catch us on Facebook and Insta at FunkDysfunctionalShow, Twitter at FunkDysfunctShow. And until next time, this is Jeffrey Davis saying, be kind, smile, and don't punch anyone in the face that doesn't deserve it. Peace. Holla.